Good morning. This wasn't our idea. This is the idea of the Lord Jesus. And we're doing something that he commanded almost 2,000 years ago. The end of the book of Matthew, he says to go and make disciples, and one of the first things is that you'll baptize them. I'm excited to be able to participate in that this morning. Many of you know Joshua Ferrer, and he has a wonderful story of the Lord's working, of how the Lord has brought him to himself, and then he's going to get baptized in obedience to the Lord. This water doesn't do anything. We say that over and over, but we can't say it enough. It's simply a step of obedience, but it's the first and important step of obedience to the Lord Jesus. So, Josh?
Hello. I grew up in Central America as a missionary kid. My parents are godly people, and I was brought up being taught things about God and the Bible on a daily basis. Even though I made multiple professions of faith growing up and was even baptized, I never really cared enough about it to give up my lifestyle and tell my family about things I knew I had done wrong. I never truly repented and trusted the Lord to save me. I have lived a very double life. In the past, where I pretended to be a Christian in front of most of my family and people from church. And then I would go and act like a completely different person around friends and by myself. The secret life I was building for myself gradually became darker and darker. I had an increasing addiction to pornography, and I also absorbed all kinds of extremely godless media. I made it deeply a part of who I was. I also looked to drugs and things like Buddhism and psychology, but all I found was an ever-increasing darkness. I eventually came to the point where I started viewing reality in really scary ways, and I was terrified that I might lose my mind. Out of almost desperation, I started coming back to God, and I stood up at an altar call at a conference at Yosemite. I was coming back to God, however, because I wanted relief from my anxiety and struggles with mental health. Shortly after that, I went right back to my old ways, and although my mental health had improved, I did not give God the credit and said that what had happened at Yosemite was just perhaps me coming in touch with my own spirituality. I listened to a bunch of voices on the internet and to the voices of my friends, and they led me again to other things like Buddhism, psychology, meditation, and even atheism. And I would convince myself that these things were helping me and that it was the truth. I continued to live a secret life where I was also cheating on schoolwork and talking to a girl who most of my family did not know about. Somewhere at this time, Dave Bellis reached out to me asking if he could go on a walk. On the walk, he asked how my walk with God was, and I told him that it wasn't good. He asked if I wanted that to change, and I told him no. A while after this, my sister made a profession of faith and got baptized. This and some other things that happened in my life led me to consider coming back to Christianity. At this point, I started struggling with some serious feelings of guilt about having cheated on schoolwork. I was also having thoughts that would come into my head that I felt like I couldn't control. They made me feel like a horrible, horrible person. I felt almost destroyed inside that I was capable of these kinds of thoughts. Most of my life, I had been prideful about being a decent person, but now there was no denying my sinful nature. Some things eventually led to me asking Dave if we could start meeting up. In one meeting, I just felt really broken inside, and I started crying out to God, and I believe I told him that I was sorry for my sins and asked him for help. Some weeks after this, I expressed to Dave that I had doubts about my salvation. And on February 7th, 2021, I came to God and told him that I wanted to believe in him. And I confessed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Possibly for the first time, I really thought about whether or not I believed that all of this stuff in the Bible was true and that Jesus actually rose from the dead. I chose to believe. Since I was still very much struggling with fear about whether or not I was saved, there were multiple occasions where I asked God into my heart and I surrendered to him. Slowly, however, it has finally clicked in my head what it means to trust the Lord Jesus. I can lean on him and trust that he has saved me. I don't have to worry about how genuine or surrendered I am and what I'm bringing to the table because I know that it's not about me and what I can do, but about what he has done. The Lord Jesus, who had no sin, bore my sin and the sin of the whole world on the cross. Thus, my sins have been nailed to that cross. He has forgiven me, and now I will always be a part of the family of God. This relieves my anxiety so much. I still get intrusive thoughts sometimes, but now they don't have the power over me that they used to, because I know that Jesus forgives them, and I can have faith. Even though I know that it's not what saves me, I am happy to obey him. I no longer live a double life, and now I'm able to be open with my family, who have said that they see a change in me. God has taken away my pornography addiction, which was something I had never been able to stop by my own will. Now I also enjoy praying and talking to God and reading and learning the Bible. If you feel like there's something keeping you from following God, whether it be that you're worried about how people will perceive you, or you just don't believe that he exists, please just come to God. He'll take care of the rest for you just like he has for me.
Joshua, are you trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone to save you from your sins?
Yes.
Based upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, what a wonderful God you are. Thank you that you can deal with what this world and all their wisdom can't deal with. Lord, all the psychiatrists, all the philosophers, all the deep thinkers, all they create is a hell on earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have created heaven on earth in Josh, that he is now part of that new creation that you will complete soon. Lord Jesus, we want to pray that you would give Josh the strength to move forward in you. We want to ask you, Lord Jesus, well, we're excited to watch you, Lord, complete that good work that you began in him. Thank you for your salvation, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen.